Looking for a snack that's better for you and irresistibly tasty? Grab a bag of Skinny Pop Popcorn. The original ready-to-eat popcorn is made with just 3 simple ingredients, and it still delivers all the light, airy, and satisfyingly salty flavors you love. Share a bag of Skinny Pop with your favorite people, or just keep it to yourself for some endlessly enjoyable solo snacking that lasts and lasts. Deliciously popped, perfectly salted. Skinny Pop. Popular for a reason.
Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists create connectivity solutions that change the way we work, live, and play. Like Kunle, a Comcast engineer who is focused on revolutionizing the in-home Wi-Fi experience today and for the next generation. Kunle builds powerful Xfinity Wi-Fi devices that deliver a fast, reliable connection with capacity to connect hundreds of high-bandwidth devices at once, and next-level latency for the applications of the future, like augmented and virtual reality and cloud gaming. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/Wi-Fi.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Might be the busiest month of the year for gyms, but not everyone is rushing to sign up. In fact, according to recent UK research, a quarter of people are too embarrassed to work out in a gym, 27% worry what regular members will think of them, while 28% fear that they wouldn't use the equipment properly. So is gym culture as judgmental as we perceive it to be? Sarah Madden reports.
We all know that January is go time for gyms.
Just doing a bit of a warm-up on the treadmill, then I'll just do a bit of weights.
A torrid place to be, that's not work, that's not home.
I could do 4 or 5 days a week. Fit body equals a fit mind.
With new members hoping to make healthy habits for a lifetime.
It's a good release of stress after a working day. It's not weather dependent.
I find it really therapeutic just to be by yourself and do your own thing, and then leave and you feel really accomplished.
I've been travelling around the world, lived in 11 countries and always gone to a gym.
However, UK research has found that 50% of adults avoid the gym for fear of being judged.
You walk in and it's just people on machines and lots of very fit people around me.
There is a little bit of look at me, look at me.
I don't know, it kind of feels like more of a guy's face, I feel.
So what's happened to the culture in our gyms?
Even though I'm a trainer and I go in and I know alternative exercises, there's 2 gyms that I'd never go back and train in because they're just not my cup of tea.
Could there be an incentive behind gym intimidation?
From the memberships in January, February, like the facts is a 50 to 60% drop off of members. They pay for the year and they've got the money.
And what are people doing instead to achieve their fitness goals this January?
People, when they're beginners, they will feel very intimidated because you're shy, you're nervous, you're looking at people knowing what to do. It can be very, I look silly, I look terrible.
Paul Byrne is the owner of Body Byrne, a personal training gym operating in Dublin city centre for 35 years.
January, a lot of people make resolutions, they want to get in shape. And so the gyms are naturally going to be busier. So people have been going there a lot more and they walk in, they have any machine, they have the choice, what way do you want to do? And suddenly everything is taken. They kind of blind the new people. And then you have other people not really knowing what they're doing. Say if they're in a squat rack and they're doing sit-ups in a squat rack when it's actually for squatting or something like that, or using a machine for something else, sitting on it, resting on it instead of using it. Things like that, bad gym etiquette as well, that can annoy a lot of previous hardcore gym goers. But that's the gym's fault. They need to address that and help them out.
As of 2022, the global health and fitness industry was worth a whopping $87 billion. Paul believes commercialisation has changed gym culture for the worse.
The gym is a place of wellness and health and fitness, so it should be all about that. Unfortunately, it's got all about commercialism now as well, and there are business people investing into gyms now. It's more so before, it was actually people that were in the fitness industry getting into them. Now it's business people. But it's just numbers. They just look at the numbers, the figures. They don't care how well people are doing or how they're looking or what shape they're getting or how their mental health is. They're not about that. Like a lot of gyms would have 13,000, 14,000 members. If they all turned up at one stage, you'd never get in the door. They just want your money. That's a simple thing. And a lot of them, they like 60% drop off from the memberships in January, February. Like the facts is a 50 to 60% drop off of members come there. They pay for the year and they've got the money. So that's why they have more sales staff on in January and February than the rest of the year. And less trainers. Like they actually don't care how fit they are, or how is their mental health, or how what their nutrition is like. They just want to get the money off them. And the gym should be a community. It's a health and wellness community. They all have the same goal. They want to get in better shape. They want to get healthier. They want to get better mental health. And you get all of those from the gym. And that's what it all should be about.
While facing into the gym on day one as a new member can be a daunting task, regulars at Gym Plus in Dublin's Bulls Bridge say a lot of the perceived judgment is in our heads.
Yeah, I think people need to realise that other people are more concerned about their own workout rather than theirs. So, it's definitely not as bad as what people think it is.
It's all about how you feel in yourself, your self-confidence and stuff like that. I'm only intimidated by my own kind of capabilities when you come into a gym, comparing yourself to other people that are in the gym, obviously where you're at, where they are, and that kind of comparison that you might find. That's kind of where my, uncomfortability would come from a gym.
Well, I really feel great respect for people who are really, really, who need it. I mean, I think they need it.
The gym is for people who need to be in here. You got a lot of guys that have memberships at 1,000 gyms, the muscle guys walking around to show off their physique. They take their real gym they really work on, and they just visit other gyms just to flex.
What?
Really. And then you have girls walking around like it's a beauty contest, full makeup and everything. But real gymmers, they come in here, they know what they got to do. They come here, they only got a certain amount of time to finish their sets, and they want to get their sets done and get out of here.
It's kind of a new gym for me today even. So even coming in today, I was a little bit intimidated. You don't know where the things are, where they usually are. Like, I walked into the men's changing rooms, but but I feel like it's one of the, you just kind of have to bite the bullet.
I can definitely empathise with that feeling, but I think maybe over time you grow in confidence, and I actually got a...
Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists create connectivity solutions that change the way we work, live, and play. Like Kunle, a Comcast engineer who is focused on revolutionizing the in-home Wi-Fi experience today and for the next generation. Kunle builds powerful Xfinity Wi-Fi devices that deliver a fast, reliable connection with capacity to connect hundreds of high-bandwidth devices at once, and next-level latency for the applications of the future, like augmented and virtual reality and cloud gaming. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/Wi-Fi.
Program by one of the staff here in Gym Plus, and made it a lot easier, and then I just kind of got used to following the program, and now I know it habitually. I'm a lot more confident now than I was 6 months ago.
I suppose there's kind of a gym boy culture that exists in most gyms. A lot of guys wear kind of strappy tops, and it's a bit intimidating for people who aren't used to the environment. I think also the influencer kind of scene doesn't help the situation. It's a lot of people doing things that are egotistical and just doesn't create a nice culture for people who aren't used to it.
Yeah, people with their phones out and just taking photos of themselves and kind of just phones out, kind of just in and around your personal space. Like, I leave my phone in my bag, just come in and kind of do 40 minutes, 50 minutes, just get it done.
Phone use on the gym floor is a bugbear for Paul Byrne too.
The monster that is social media has now kind of taken over influencers as well, gone into gyms. It's given a very narcissistic approach to the fitness industry. You'd see some people posting things like looking at a beginner doing a technique wrong, and they're doing a video showing them, going, look at how bad this is, and calling them out, people see that stuff and that's going on. Then you've got other people actually with tripods and phones videoing themselves doing workouts, stopping people, don't walk across my thing, don't do this, and are setting up in squat racks and things like that. And then they're literally wearing, like, practically showing every muscle because they're living in the gym, where it's very intimidating for people to be starting off. If they do a workout and don't post their workout, it feels like it's wasted, So that's, the gyms shouldn't be about that. They should ban mobile phones on the gym floors, because a lot of people are videoing themselves, and some people don't want to be videoed trying to lose weight, sweaty, and at their worst, especially when they're starting off. It's not something they want.
Gym intimidation can be felt by anyone. But according to a 2022 study by Gym Group, 1 in 3 women avoid the gym due to intimidation.
In a gym that's a mixed gym, because you have maybe way less weights than a man would, they feel like, oh, I should rush now and I should get off this machine because I'm not really using it, where they are using it to their max capacity. So that's the difference in here. I think there's less intimidation.
Aoife O'Neill is a personal trainer, nutritionist and Pilates instructor at Women's Fitness in Sandyford.
The embarrassment factor, I think, is huge with women. They're always like fixing their clothes, making sure they don't have like a little roll on the side or sweat marks on their leggings or under their arms. They're all completely normal. When you get up off the bench and you have condensation marks on the bench, that's completely normal. Every single person in the gym has it. it's not possible to not have it. Like, your body temperature is so much warmer than the bench on the gym. So that's just a natural thing. It doesn't mean you're a sweaty person. Usually most men that you know, they get would get like a light grey t-shirt so then they can have bigger sweat marks. But on women are afraid to show that. Don't be afraid. But if you're coming to the gym, try break a sweat. Like, you're here to improve yourself. You're not here to be a show model in the gym, do you know? Like, you're here to improve yourself. Get sweaty, get red-faced, have your shower and feel great afterwards.
Women's Fitness also has sites in Limerick and Cork. Its Sandyford location is Dublin's only one so far, but their dedicated pool of members is growing in number and appreciation.
So I remember the very first day I walked in here, and the girl who was giving me the tour, she said she needed 5 minutes, and she said, just go on into one of the treadmills there. And I literally walked in and I was like, I have no idea how to turn this on. Like, I was that new. And she was so nice. She came over and she was like, do you need some help? I was like, yes, please. There's a perception that fitness is more male-dominated, gyms are more male-dominated, you think bodybuilders and all these things going around in your head, rightly or wrongly, it's just a perception. And that, like, I just would never have even wanted to walk into one of those gyms, to be honest. Like, literally, I'm 45 almost, and I've never been to a gym in my life. And I saw ads for Women's Fitness, and I was like, I'm going to give that a go. It's a really easy, welcoming place to come. It's all women of every age. It's just a really nice place, and everyone's really friendly.
I had always promised myself that I'd go to a gym. I'm not an exercise bunny at all, never was, always a walker, runner. When I saw this gym advertised, I just thought, Women's Fitness, I'll try it. Tried it, and, you know, I signed up for a year, which was the best thing that I ever did, because I do make sure that I get my 4 classes in. Probably 2 Pilates and then 2 strength and tone, which keeps me strong and stretched and toned. And I have developed a community here. Like, I have friends here. The instructors are so lovely, so welcoming. They know everybody by name, and it's just a friendly, happy, positive place to be.
While some people are choosing single-sex or smaller personal training gyms, others are shirking the gym entirely, joining instead the growing array of social exercise clubs across the country.
First session, we had about 40 people show up, which was absolutely incredible. We weren't expecting anything like that. So we decided to go again the next week. I think 60 people showed up. Week after, 80, and it grew to about over 200 at one point, which was absolutely phenomenal.
Sean Coughlin and Kira McNulty are co-founders of Happy Feet Running Club.
There tends to be a little bit less of a barrier in terms of that preconceived notion of being judged. And it could be down to the fact that everyone may feel like they have the ability to run, because it's not a very technical sort of exercise. If we were to compare it to maybe doing a deadlift or a squat or something like that, everyone can naturally walk and run. So with that, removing the equipment and the kind of setting, it might be that little bit more approachable for people.
I think the biggest thing is people feel really included. There's people with all fitness ranges. You know, there is first time runners who might even start off walking. There's people who are training for triathlons and marathons, who just want a bit of a social event while they're getting their steps in or their meters in. And it's just, again, it's super approachable. Everyone there will have a chat with you. They'll grab a coffee afterwards. And we really don't take ourselves too seriously. It's always a bit of crack anyway.
Even within a gym class, you're not necessarily chatting to the people beside you, or you're not always going to grab a coffee with a stranger that's running next to you in the gym class. Whereas when you go to Happy Feet or you go to a run club, it's very normal and kind of natural to strike up a conversation with the person that's jogging beside you, unless you're me, because I'm always out of breath and I actually can't chat while I'm running. But it just kind of lends itself to those natural social connections. And we can rest assure you that if you do come to Run Club, the last thing you'll feel is judged by everyone, because we're all in it together. And most people that are there probably felt the same thing at one day that they arrived, but they still keep coming back because it's such an inclusive community and it's a lot of fun.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.